We'll now hear a scripture.
Thank you, David, for that song. The scripture today is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow, is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things, and indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today.
Thank you, Judy. I want to share a very brief reflection, and then we'll hear a prayer that Leslie found and I invited her to share with us, and then we'll have a few minutes for you all to respond. And then we'll do more of that in our time after worship. So what I noticed this week is that the birds are back. Especially where we live, it's the red-winged blackbirds. On Monday they weren't there, and on Tuesday they were. We live up on Boyceville Road in Brooktondale, where there's several ponds and lots of nice cattails and other reeds around, and the red-winged blackbirds love our neighborhood. They thrive by the dozens. So as I stood watching them this week several different times, I remembered how many times last spring in March and April and May I stood in that same spot watching the birds. And I remembered all I was feeling last spring. The strange sensation of being told I should not go out anywhere. The enormous uncertainty about what was happening and how bad it was going to be. The sense of vulnerability and helplessness. The questions about how careful did I need to be, and was it enough when I did go to the store. The concern about the well-being and health of every single person I knew, as well as millions of other people all across the globe. There were so many feelings, so many unknowns. Last spring, I learned a few things I don't want to ever forget. I learned that what happens in China really does matter to us. We are forever interconnected to the humans, the animals, the forests, the ecosystems of the other side of the world, as well as right next door. All that happens there impacts us, and what we do impacts them. And we learned in a whole new way that we breathe each other's breath all the time. Wherever we go, whoever we are around, we are exchanging breath with one another. Every single breath we breathe links us to every other human across the globe. I also learned this year how resilient and adaptable we are as a church. We have found new ways to take care of each other. We've figured out Zoom and other technology. We haven't let it throw us so off that we just gave up. We just kept on figuring it out. We keep on figuring it out. We've come up with creative ways to stay connected. We learned that we are the church, not the building, in a whole different level, and that we can be connected and feel linked to each other even when we're not physically together. I learned that being Baptist, with our freedom to do church in the way that works for us, makes us flexible, able to respond quickly to crisis. I still have the flip chart in my office from March 15th, 2020, when after we finished worship, those of us who were here and those of us who were already on Zoom brainstormed together, what do we need to do to take care of each other? And we started doing it immediately. And we have learned, things that are going to make us different when we do come out of this shutdown. When we go back to in person, we're not just going to be in person, we're also going to be hybrid. There's things we've learned that are going to change who we are forever, and I'm grateful for that. But I thought of these verses this week because I think I've learned in a whole new way that you can only live in the present, that life is always unpredictable and uncertain. You can never really know what's coming next. Our daughter Anna, who's been stuck in Saudi Arabia for the past year, where she has a job, has always been a planner, always somebody who wanted to have plan A and plan B figured out. And I cannot tell you how many times this year she has said to me, "I just can't plan anything. I just have to keep trying to trust God." Still today, she doesn't know when she'll be able to come home to visit. If she leaves the country, she could get locked out and not be able to get back in, and then she would not have a job. We have all lived our own versions of uncertainty and unknowns this year, some of us way more than others, and all of us together. And we know it's not over. We still don't know when the new normal will finally be able to be a reality. The old King James Version of the last verse of the passage Judy read is, "Sufficient unto the day is the trouble thereof." Today has enough trouble for today. Yeah, today often has lots of trouble and worry. But Jesus just keeps on reminding us, don't worry, don't be afraid, don't stress about tomorrow. Take it one day at a time, 1 hour at a time. That's the way we live through it. That's the way we've lived our way through this year, and that is the way we will continue to live in the weeks and months and years ahead of us. Just like the red-winged blackbirds and all those other birds that have come back as the season of spring starts to unfold. Just like those little flowers that are starting to poke up spikes of green through the cold soil. Jesus reminds us, God takes care of them. God notices them. Surely God knows what you need, and God seeks to provide what you need. It's not always what we would choose, but God knows our needs, and God is with us. So don't worry, Jesus said. Can you add a minute to your life by worrying? Can you change what will come tomorrow by worrying? Live in the present. Live in the now. So let's let the birds coming back, the signs of spring, help us to remember and trust in God's love and God's faithfulness. Leslie's going to share a poem prayer with us now.
The Great Company of Humans is a poem by Lydia Wiley Kellerman, and it was posted on a blog called Radical Discipleship a few days ago, and I put the link to it in the chat. I long, I pray for the days when we step away from these screens and find ourselves embodied in the great company of humans again. I long, I pray for my senses to be entwined in another, in friend, in stranger, in community. Feel and smell the breath of another in a casual hug, to taste food cooked by someone else's loving hands, or pass a potluck dish around the circle. To feel bread crumble in my hands as it passed from hand to hand, to taste wine on my lips as it passed from lips to lips. I long, I pray for crowded buses, for babysitters, for bookstores, for playgrounds, for weddings. I long and I pray to pick up that beloved newborn in my arms and rest my lips on their forehead, to hold the wrinkled hand of an elder speaking loudly in their ear so they can hear, and do it all without fear that my breathing in their midst could harm their bodies or swallow their lives. I long and I pray to sit at the bedside of the dying, agonize over the annoying beeping on the wall, to sing and pray and touch them into the next world. I long, I pray to touch death, to hold dirt between my fingers before we throw it into the grave, and then to join the great chorus of loved ones in the dance that celebrates life. I long and I pray to step away from the screen and be held in our embodied humanity in the great company of beloved community.